A 10-word statement from the Education Minister, followed by numerous questions from members, lasted approaching an hour and included this.
Our staff have felt unsafe following threats from individuals. These range from threats to turn up at the school, demands for staff to be dismissed, to demands for people to be arrested and executed.
The curriculum at the centre of this storm appeared in September last year, but it was in the new year that the thunder started rumbling, mostly in social media, picked up by the UK newspapers. The claims that a drag queen had spoken to Year 7 students at QE2 High School in Peel and a student had been told to leave class after questioning a figure of over 70 genders are being investigated in an independent review of the Personal, Social, Health and Economic Curriculum. The Education Minister, Julie Edge, told Tynwald members the first stage of three was completed. This one looking at the delivery of what's called a drop-down day, an introductory session in September last year. Mrs. Edge said suggestions that the speaker was dressed as a drag queen when taking part were untrue, and she urged for general speculation to be halted. Questions and points came thick and fast. These ones from MHK's Tim Glover and Michelle Haywood.
The video, for example, could have been dismissed at a very early stage. It wasn't.
I noticed that she's recognised the damage that's been caused to the reputation of the island in the UK national press. And so given that she now has Part 1 complete and has the facts at her fingertips, will her department be submitting complaints to both Ofcom and the UK Press Complaints Commission?
With me now is the Minister, Julie Edge. Mrs. Edge, surely your department, and therefore you, failed and that they didn't clear this mess up earlier on?
John, we had to go out and get the facts, because if I didn't do that, there'd be criticism.
But couldn't you just ring up the school and say, did this person dress up as a drag queen and release the facts? They say, no, it didn't happen.
Well, there was a lot of conflation of two situations that ended up being all over social media. There was the drop-down day, which is where the public were talking about a drag queen, and then there was a lesson in the classroom with regards to
the point I'm trying to make, because of the delay. People, the papers, the UK got hold of it. If there hadn't been the delay, if you just got in there as soon as it happened and said, no, this didn't happen, this was the situation, it could have been cleared up very quickly.
I know people think that, but we've got to do a thorough investigation when it's about our schools and our children. And with regards to the drop-down day and a drag queen, I didn't know whether there was a drag queen or not, and I needed that to be done independently. School could tell me that there was no drag queen. Had to be independent because the people of the Isle of Man expect the correct facts. And and you and I both know the first thing that would have been on social media is, oh, they've gone and done it internally, they've looked at themselves,
but
and I'm certainly not going to
the UK got
help
hold
that
of it, and it hasn't made the Isle of Man look good.
The papers in the UK got hold of it because it then became an item in the Parliament in the UK.
But we don't look good from it.
It was down to social media, I have to say, that
But we
still, that
we don't look good. The Isle of Man has been damaged.
I don't believe we've been damaged. I think we've done the right thing. It's actually been said in Parliament in the UK by Maria Cates that she congratulated the Isle of Man because we'd paused this curriculum. We didn't know there was an issue with it in the UK. So, of course, there's now an issue being raised in the UK that has highlighted it again. But the situation on the Isle of Man is there was no drag queen.
One last question. Were other schools involved, or was it just QE2? It seemed from the implication from the speech that this presenter had actually been to other schools as well. Was that true?
That's correct. It's been a curriculum that's been delivered in our schools since 2019.
So the same thing happened in other schools?
It's happened in other schools with no issue.
Why have they not been mentioned?
Happened in QE2 last year with no issue.
If it happened in other schools, why have they not been mentioned?
But I did say that it's been delivered in our other schools without incident. I did mention that.
QE2 are the ones that are being focused on.
So it's definitely QE2, and I think it's because there's been that conflation between a drop-down day and a school lesson. And then people have gone online and looked at the Scottish curriculum and assumed that everything in it has been delivered. And that's the next stage of the investigation, that we need to establish what was delivered on that day, because it's an advisory curriculum, so it's a selective process that the staff use age-appropriate materials from it.
How do you feel at the end of this business? I mean, did you at any stage regard that your position is in doubt, that perhaps you should step down and say, I didn't do a particularly good job?
No, certainly not, because it was introduced in 2019. It's been delivered for the last 3 years. What we need to establish is what's different this year, because it's been delivered successfully in our schools without any concerns. And it's key that we find out and move forward with the right curriculum and ensure that the parents are well informed and communicated with, and I think that's possibly where there was a gap.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.